thank you very much, Purijam Prabhu. Really, as you were speaking and sharing your heart with us, telling us the mood in which we can derive the greatest benefit, I was thinking of my own experience with Vrindavan this year. When I found out that I could not come to Vrindavan, I was sad. Then, just before the month of Kartik, I caught COVID, and on top of everything, the place which I had rented to have my Kartik retreat, it was a beautiful place on an island, really totally away from everything. The place informed me that they cannot receive any guests due to the government restrictions. So I felt three times punished. I couldn't go to Vrindavan. I had contracted a disease with an uncertain ending. I had not been able to get the space I so much longed for, to go on a personal retreat. And within that sadness, I made an amazing discovery. Every day in the month of Kartik, I would make in my mind a Govardhan Parikrama. I would start at Sri Dhamradhakund, then go by Kusum Sarova, then go through the busy town of Govardhan and move on. Then I would take the path to the right into the forest and move by the side of Giriraj up to the town of Anyor. Then I would again go out and be in Govindakund, and so on. I would go in my mind the well-known route around Giriraj Govardhan. And by doing this, I really felt the bliss, the tremendous lightness of heart, the fortunate position of having an overview from a higher platform, an overview over the entire life. I would see and receive all these gifts by just being mentally in around Govardhan. And I would really, yes, we say you are where your mind is, and we say mental residence in Vrindavan works also, but when we experience it, that is overwhelming. So in this time of our little online retreat, I sincerely wish to beg all of you, I want to invite all of you, that kindly don't see this as as so many other online classes. Kindly be present fully and take part in all the offerings. There will be visuals, videos. We will almost smell Giriraj Govardhan. There will be everything except for the prasadam, which we try to recreate as good as we can online. And I really request you to take this time in your life. It goes up till, let me see, Wednesday, January 6th, huh? To take this as a time out. You should make yourself familiar with the schedule in your time zone, and then really take the whole package, if possible. I would always say, and I want to say this here again, how the retreat culture works. To go on a retreat means you really exit or leave behind what you usually do so that you can make new experiences, think new thoughts, and create a new version of yourself, a version without anxiety, a version which is aligned or connected with Krishna, with the ultimate things of purification of the heart and so on. So by leaving the old life behind, you enter into a new space, the sacred space, where you can make all your new discoveries. This sacred space, as one author puts it, is the waiting room of God. You are in his waiting room, waiting for the things and the events and experiences which the kind doctor has planned for you. So this is the idea of a retreat, to enter the waiting room of Krishna and open yourself for new discoveries. This is what I request you. I have really stopped my life for this for January the 6th, and I've really made a plan to take part in every single session, something which I'm not always, sadly, not always able to do when I'm really in Vrindavan. And just listening now to Bhujan Prabhu and then Jagatarini Mataji and then Bhujan Prabhu again has really convinced me, yes, there is something in the hearts of these devotees which I also want to experience and get. Let me just close by singing a verse to all of you, which will convince you also from the Shastric perspective that going on a retreat which is dedicated to Vrindavan is really the wisest and best use of your time. This is from The Nectar of Instruction by Srila Rupa Goswami. Tannama rupa charita di sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasana manasi niyoja tishtan brajetat anuragi jananugami kalam nayet akilam yit yupadesha saram. Srila Rupa Goswami here does something wonderful. He reviews the entire body of Vaishnava teachings and wisdom and then says there's an essence here which I want to now tell you. Listen, everyone. This is the essence of all other advices. It is that one should utilize one's full time. Prabhupada adds 24 hours a day in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name His transcendent form, qualities, and eternal pastimes. And thereby, one should gradually engage one's tongue and then one's mind. It's a very nice program. The essence, he says, use your tongue and later the mind. It will come, the mind will follow the tongue by nicely chanting and hearing about Krishna and his pastimes and so on. This is what will go on during this Govardhan retreat. Then he says, there is a place where you should do this, an ideal place where this transcendental, you could say, practice or sadhana will give the greatest results. He says, in this way one should reside in Braj, and one should serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. This refers to devotees who are now with us, and it also refers to the great associates of Radha and Krishna, the Ragatmika Bhaktas. One should be in Vrindavan and one should serve and follow these devotees, and then this is the essence of all advice. There is nothing more important, there is nothing more essential, there is not a single practice which is above this. This is a practice both done for those who are in the beginning of their spiritual life, who are in the middle of their spiritual life, and who are approaching perfection in their spiritual life. And there's another verse which says, I will only say in English, if one is physically unable to go to Vrindavan, he should mentally, in his mind, be there. And this is what we are doing on the online presentation. And I do know from Prashanta, I will not tell all her secrets, but she really made sure to serve all of us by giving us images, pictures, videos, and so many other things of Vrindavan that will help us, that will be udipans, stimulants, so that we can really make the Braj experience. So this is not an online, these are not online classes, no. This is a very new type of sadhana. It is going in our mind to Vrindavan Dham and staying there, following devotees there, both those who are on this plane, the plane of the world, as well as those who reside in the eternal spiritual Vrindavan. And I'm very, very moved already. You know, I thought, this will be one of the thousands of online classes which we give, but no, it's not. You can feel in the heart the connection with Vrindavan. I wish all of you a wonderful Govardhan retreat in your mind, a mental Govardhan, a Govardhan retreat where you will be mentally present. I wish that this will be wonderful. I want to thank Puri Jam Prabhu very much for having the idea to place the Govardhan online retreat in the beginning of the year and not have it in its online version in the month of December. It would have been December, the end of Kartik, or after Kartik. It's a good idea because this will put such good impressions into our hearts that the year 2021 will have extra blessings, blessings which we require with itself. In fact, it will connect you with your true spiritual goal, your ultimate goal, and that will echo, hopefully, a long time through the rest of the upcoming year. Thank you very, very much for having me in this, and all the best for you. We will now give, let us see how the program continues. I think we should give now the microphone to our Prashanta, who will take us to a special holy place. Please take us through Govardhan. I'm reading one comment. Prashanta, are you there? We are now ready for your very special holy place, and afterwards we will listen to our Madhavananda Prabhu talking in his wonderful way about the ultimate team player. So let us see.